Harmonizing beautiful people. I have been sitting here and reflecting on the lessons that 2020 has brought into my life. And one of those lessons has been an overarching theme of my life, which is self-acceptance and self-love and really loving who you are as you are. And one of those, not one of those, so a tenet of this experience for me this year has been body hair and hair growth. And because of COVID, not being in close proximity to anyone, or as little folks as possible. So, you know, those personal services, the frequency of my personal grooming services decreased, and that resulted in me being and still stepping into my best hairy bad bitch self. And I am realizing in these moments that for me, I'm at a place where I am at peace with my body hair. I grow hair everywhere. I grow hair on my legs, on my arms, on my face. I've got a mustache. I've got a beard that I gotta take care of on my own now. My underarm hair is brazy. My pubic hair, although very like tamed at this point from all of the years of waxing, still popping out through the pantsy them, through the shot them. And I'm okay with that. I'm very happy to be able to say that I am okay with the hair that grows out of my body, even in the places where I once was extremely insecure and still am. Like, I really don't want to be walking around these streets with a full beard, but if, you know, my body and my hormones dictate that I grow non-terminal hair, like I stimulate non-terminal hair follicles in my chin, and the hair grows, then the hair grows. And no one can tell me that I'm not a bad bitch still, you know? No one but myself can tell me that. And so I'm very glad that I'm in a space where I'm okay with the hair. I'm rocking with the hair. I'm at peace with the hair. But don't get it twisted. I will still be participating in personal grooming services as I see fit. Shout out to Glam Logic Mobile, aka Shay, aka the best mobile waxer in Toronto, in the GTA. She will get you right. I will actually put her details in the show notes for this episode because I have to gas her up. I have to big her up. That is who I go to and who I will be going to forever and ever. Amen. So long as she's offering her services, pay Black women, support Black women. But yeah, I'm really, really happy. I'm really, really glad that I've gotten to the point now where I can look at myself and see hair that I once was incredibly anxious or self-conscious or hated, and therefore hated myself for, and now can be like, oh, that's cute. Let's pluck those a little bit later. Or, you know, when I'm deep in thought, I get to stroke my chin. And it adds to the essence, you know? So, if you're listening to this and you are a hairy bad bitch like me, hey, boo, I see you. I love you and I appreciate you. And wherever you might be along your self-acceptance journey, I'm rooting for you, because you really, fundamentally, you only have yourself in this world. Obviously, if we do good work, then we are surrounded by good people. But fundamentally, the most important relationship that one has is with themselves. And I want everyone listening to this to be reminded that loving yourself as you are right now, as you come right now, is powerful. and is achievable. It is not impossible, no matter what you look like, who you are, what you do, what you see when you look in the mirror. Like, you are perfectly perfect as is, no matter what you believe your imperfections are. And because 2020 has brought that lesson into my life, I wanted to share it with y'all, just in case someone needed to hear this and someone needed to be affirmed that their armpit hair or their fucking asshole hair or their lower back hair or their back hair or their arm hair or their shoulder hair or their sideburn hair or their chin, neck hair, nipple hair, toe hair, knuckle hair, leg hair, everywhere. That shit's all right. Winter is coming. You know, let's all prepare ourselves with extra layers of warmth, shall we? Yeah. So, if you are listening to this, thank you so much for listening. I do love and appreciate every single person who tunes in and holds space for these thoughts, and hopefully in time, folks will continue to be inspired by these reflections and lead these reflections for themselves, because that is what this is meant to be. I am truly hoping that my freedom, my newfound freedom and my obvious vulnerability will inspire those who are listening to, at the very least, be free and vulnerable with themselves in their own time, in their own way. And so I love you. I truly do love you for listening. And if you know of anyone that can use this little message as encouragement or as inspiration or as food for thought, send on, yo. Send it on. Let's continue to share, connect, build, grow like we say we want to. And I appreciate you if you do, and I appreciate you if you don't, because you are respecting how you feel. And so again, thank you for listening. I love you. If you are listening on your favorite podcasting app, feel free to subscribe. You know, rate your good sis. Fuck with the algorithms, let people know that this is new and this is here. Share, it's not that difficult to share. A few click clacks and you can help me out if you feel so inclined to. And I hope that wherever you are listening to this, you are finding peace with yourself. Slowly but surely, step by step, moment by moment, I'm rooting for you. And I'm rooting for me, yeah.